Chapter 10, Energetically Driven Evolution. The Great Pyramid appears to be one of many ways that our ancient ancestors gave us a prophecy of a coming golden age, which reaches a key turning point in and around the year 2012. The pyramid structure itself appears to be part of the message. When Russian scientists built pyramids out of PVC pipe and fiberglass with no metal, they found a variety of remarkable effects. The scope of these discoveries is stunning, and it forces us to completely re-examine everything we think we know about science and physics. Cancer, rather than being some mysterious and awful problem, can now be traced back to a loss of coherence in the light we store in our bodies, as all carcinogens end up scrambling light at a 380 nanometer frequency. Within the pyramid, cancer-causing chemicals quickly become non-toxic, as if their molecular structure were rearranged in a way that supports life, rather than damaging it. Similarly, any geological and meteorological problems that threaten human life are remarkably reduced simply by building pyramids. Once we begin looking for pyramid power type effects on a scientific level within biological systems, we find fantastic new discoveries. This includes the fact that we do appear to have the power to heal others with nothing more than our own thoughts, perhaps by visiting them directly with our energetic duplicate body and releasing photons containing healing codes, and ancient cultures were apparently well aware of this. We also found out that the DNA molecule leaves behind a phantom that absorbs light from its environment, almost like a miniature black hole, and holds it in place for up to 30 days, even once the molecule itself is taken away. This raises a very important question. Which came first, the DNA or the phantom? Is it possible that the phantom actually comes first? Gadeaev already proved that the DNA phantom can absorb photons of light and hold them in place. Could the DNA phantom be strong enough to do the same thing with atoms and molecules? We do have some interesting clues. In 2008, Dr. Sergei Lykin put various types of DNA in ordinary salt water, with no proteins or material that could help them communicate with each other. Each type of DNA was tagged with a different fluorescent compound. Surprisingly, the DNA molecules that were identical to each other were then mysteriously drawn together, displaying a telepathy-like quality. Specifically, matching DNA molecules were roughly twice as likely to gather together than molecules with different genetic sequences. Lykin believes this is merely caused by electrical charges, but the important point is that it works. Further experiments may well prove that the source field is doing this and assembles DNA out of tiny atoms and molecules that have not yet formed even basic amino acids. In 2007, a team of scientists from Russia, Germany, and Australia, led by Dr. V.N. Tsidovich, discovered that ordinary dust arranged into DNA-like structures when suspended in a plasma of charged particles, similar to the conditions we find in outer space. A computer model was built to reproduce this environment, and no order or structure was expected. But the dust naturally formed into corkscrew-shaped helical structures. These DNA-like structures were attracted to each other. They would divide and form two equal copies of the original, similar to the process of reproduction. They would change the structure of their neighbors simply by being nearby them. They also evolved into increasingly complex structures as the simulation continued. According to Tsidovich, these complex, self-organized plasma structures exhibit all the necessary properties to qualify them as candidates for inorganic living matter. They are autonomous, they reproduce, and they evolve. Furthermore, in 2006, UCLA Professor of Astronomy Dr. Mark Morris announced the stunning discovery of a DNA-shaped double helix nebula near the center of our galaxy. we see two intertwining strands wrapped around each other, as in a DNA molecule. Nobody has ever seen anything like that before in the cosmic realm. What we see indicates a high degree of order. Just as this book was in final edits in January 2011, a Nobel Prize-winning biologist announced that he had transferred a piece of bacterial DNA into a sealed test tube with nothing more than water inside. The water in the test tube rearranged into an exact duplicate of the DNA, which was floating in another sealed test tube next to it.